From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. An airstrike Saturday in northern Afghanistan killed at least 19 people at a hospital run by Doctors Without Borders. 12 staff members are among the dead at the hospital in Kunduz after what the medical group described as sustained bombing. Bart Janssens is the director of operations at Doctors Without Borders.
One airplane came around five times with very precise bombings every time on the same building. So none of the other buildings were touched. So we believe that this is a very high-tech aerial bombardment of our hospital with all the horrible consequences we have seen.
The U.S. military acknowledged it did conduct a pre-dawn airstrike in the vicinity of a medical facility. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter offered his thoughts and prayers to everyone affected in a statement. On Saturday, he did say a full investigation into this tragic incident is underway. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani also expressed his deep sorrow over the killing and wounding of civilians in a statement issued in Kabul. Russia says that its warplanes bombed a terrorist stronghold and other terror targets in northern Syria on Saturday. Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Lieutenant General Andrei Kartopolov described panic and desertion among Islamic State ranks. He said nearly 600 mercenaries were fleeing the northern town of Raqqa. The United States and its allies have condemned the Russian air campaign, saying that Moscow is using the offensive as a cover to buttress the government of embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. This is VOA News.